A few years ago, Rayanne Montague, who's now 33, decided to change careers from teaching to becoming a school librarian. This was not an easy prospect, since she was working at an American school in Mexico at the time, and the best library science programs were thousands of kilometers away. The solution? She hooked up with the University of Illinois in the middle of the United States via the Internet. Except for an orientation boot camp, as she calls it, and a couple of other visits to the Illinois campus, she kept working at her job in Mexico and completed a 2-year master's level program online.
For the majority of classes, you're writing. So, you know, you have a little time to think about your text and think about how you want to say things, and you could post it during the class, or if something occurs to you, you know, 2 days later at 3 a.m., you can also post it and share it with the class.
In fact, Rayanne Montague says distance learning via the Internet is ideal for students who might be shy or not very verbal. Online, they can shine. 43-year-old Jerry Ostergaard is a public relations man in Chicago. He says his business used to involve sending out lots of written material, like news releases and complicated press kits. But he says since he and his clients have hooked up on the Internet, he's not had to send out paper correspondence in years. At home, 6 years ago, the Ostergaards bought their kids a set of encyclopedias.
Someone would have a question about, I don't know, zebras, and we could go to the encyclopedia and look up Z and see a picture of a zebra and learn about where they live and what they eat and stuff. But then when we got a fast Internet connection at home, if you have a question about zebras, your first impulse is to go to the computer and type in on the search engine zebras, and you'll have not just one or two pictures of zebras like you'd have in the encyclopedia, but 30 or 40 at your fingertips, and you might even find a web page from a game park in Africa, maybe even a live webcam, so you could see zebras. The encyclopedia, we just don't really use it very much anymore.
60-year-old Robert Ross teaches sociology at Clark University in Worcester, Massachusetts. He's living proof that the computer Internet can conquer distance and time, for he is collaborating on research nearly every day with a colleague who splits her time between Australia and China, 14,000 kilometers removed from him.
Just imagine exchanging paper drafts of articles that are being revised literally dozens and dozens and dozens of times by hard copy mail and editing by hand and then sending the stuff back, compared to the instant nature of sending files by email.
56-year-old Michael Lunsford is a computer whiz. He works for a California firm called Pen and Internet, whose product enables users to write back and forth on the net in actual handwriting.
I just spend so much of my day now literally in front of my computer screen. I get in early and start writing emails right away. And even as people arrive here at the office, you know, I don't even get up and say good morning to them. I'm just writing them emails. And I think today I've been face-to-face with one person. And that was a rare thing. For the most part, though, I'm really experiencing my entire workaday world through my 14-inch screen.
Mike Lunsford admits there's a price for this Internet immersion. He gets much less exercise and has, as he puts it, deteriorating people skills. And then there is 54-year-old Christine Druther from San Diego, California. In 1990, she was diagnosed with breast cancer 10 months after her mother died of the disease. She beat the cancer for a time thanks to a surgical lumpectomy. But in 1999, she discovered that stage 4 cancer, the most deadly level, had spread to her brain. Instead of accepting a death sentence, she combed the Internet and found doctors working with aggressive gene therapy using a government-approved antibody called Herceptin. 14 months later, she was again cancer-free, and she remains so. Now, Christine Druther has her own cancer support website on the Internet.
There are people out there like myself. They couldn't do all the research that I did. They need to be prepared to check themselves out, to know what to do in case they become a stage 4 patient. I'm here and I'm well, and everybody that talks to me finds that I am so compelling in my story that they feel that they can survive too. And I'm here to tell them they can.
So, as we see, the Internet can be life-changing, for better or worse. It can even be life-saving. For those who are interested, Christine Druthers' website address is www.her2support.org. www.her2support.org. I'm Ted Lanfair.